The May 2023 model was the true V1. Why does it look so much like Hayari? The custom model was intentionally designed to mimic the aesthetic, color palette, and vibe of the Hayari model! Can't call something iteration or redesign, which the May model was! If there wasn't a version one to iterate on, calling it the Hayari model is just a descriptor of its origin, not a denial of its role. The May 2020 model is the first bespoke model, sure, but Hayari was the first official model! You're confusing custom made with first. If the May 2020 flea model was the true V1, why does it look so much like Hayari? Because it was inspired by it!
But this is like science!
Hulk is worth the Hobbin. It's actually a Norse mythology, because it was inspired by Norse mythology.
The custom model was intentionally designed to mimic the aesthetic, color palette, and vibe of the Hayari model! So, this does not matter. Being inspired by something does not mean the first thing is the second thing. See, Superman is not Spider-Man, despite Spider-Man being inspired by Superman. By making the new model look like the old one, Fatal effectively canonized the Hayari model as the original Neurosama.
No! It was the first model she used, but is not the first Neurosama model, for it was not created for the express purpose of being used. By Neurosama, this would be like saying the Emperor Nero is the Emperor Julius Caesar, since they both hold the title of Emperor and even have similar titles, such as Augustus. Calling it the Hayari model is just a descriptor of its origin, not a denial of its role!
No! Your logic does not make any sense!
It is not the first Neurosama model, because its real name is the Ira Isle! And was made for a different, more generic purpose than being a model for Neurosama! But Hayari was the first official model! Confusing custom made with first. There is no difference. The first custom made neuromodel is the first neuromodel, because it was the first model.